You're listening to the Voice of Middle Earth, music for your journey there and back again.
Thank you. From the Bay of Belfalas to Buckland, this is the voice of Middle Earth.
Don't you ever wonder, could you try? your eyes start to think of all the things that can't be seen. You can stare into the darkness and discover what I mean. And the lighthouse that you see casts a beam that shines on me, and there's your home. But don't you ever wonder, could you travel in the dark alone?
You're listening to The Voice of Middle-earth, navigating between the shores of Earth and Middle-earth, reveling in the music of the Third and Fourth Ages. We started off the program with The Songs of Green Pheasant, Stars from Birds. Then we heard Pentangle with a song called Gaia, July Skies with Coastal Stations, and Gandalf, Can You Travel in the Dark Alone? My name is Green Mantook, and I'm here in the Middle Earth Studios with Mungo Bunce. I'd like to introduce Mungo.
Hi, how do you do?
I'm doing fine, thank you. And I'd like to welcome listeners aboard to this, the maiden voyage of the Voice of Middle Earth.
We have only just begun, and it already has become a journey all its own.
Yes, in a few minutes we're going to be discussing Minas Tirith. But until then, we're going to hear a band from Utah known as Stone Circle. This is their take on the Battle of Evermore.
Tyrant's day spread. I know. Magic rules are written in gold to bring the balance
This is Green Man Took in the studios with Mungo Bunce. And you've been listening to the voice of Middle Earth from Mirkwood to Mordor, playing music of spirit. Today on the first program of The Voice of Middle Earth, we wanted to talk about Minas Tirith. Minas Tirith is a splendid and awe-inspiring sight to come upon its towers and spiral walls. No fortress played a more important role in the struggles against Sauron and his evil hordes from Mordor.
The men of Gondor had built three great cities in the land between the mountains of Mordor in the Second Age. One was called Minas Anor, or the Tower of the Sun, home to Prince Anarion. His brother, Prince Isildur, retained the twin city to Anor, Minas Ithil, the Tower of the Moon. The two towers were ruled from the royal capital of Osgiliath, located halfway between the two and the Anduin River.
With centuries of warfare and the Great Plague, and the other two cities found themselves declining by the middle of the Third Age, Anor became the new capital of Gondor when the royal court moved from Osgiliath by 1640. In the year 1900, King Calamintar built the famed White Tower. The Witch King took Minas Ithil in 2002 and renamed it Minas Morgul. Minas Anor was renamed Minas Tirith, the Tower of the Guard. It would be a most suitable name for this fortress.
And upon its outthrust knee was the guarded city, with its seven walls of stone so strong and old that it seemed to have been not built, but carved by giants out of the bones of the earth. By the time of the War of the Ring, Minas Tirith was a remarkable sight, built on seven terraced levels with walls on each. Each gate faced a different direction, the main facing east, towards its evil foe in Mordor. Outside lay the Pelennor Fields, a rich, fertile farmland.
The top of the fortress held the household of the royal family. Here the kings of Gondor ruled their mighty land and ever watched for the hosts of Mordor. One dead tree stands in the royal courtyard. Why would everything else be well tended to, and this tree is left there? You remember.
Seven stars and seven stones and one white tree.
What does it mean, and where is the king? The fate of all Middle-earth rests on the strength of Minas Tirith.
They climb the tree with wings of wind. With angel power they locked the storm. Stretch fingers to the twilight dream. To fall with only worlds to learn. Davy tells me he flies his kite at the moon. A simpleton with pig's eyes rides a sow. The sweltering butcher kills a fly, and darkness winds round bricks and trees, and black ape Satan schemes in his nightmare lair. They say Dick the Shepherd christens lambs with oil, but kites don't only smile at moons, they know the stars, and black Satan smiles at easy necks to hold.
What is this thing called life? I need to find it. I've been enslaved for so long in an artificial climate. I need to be where I'm free. In a forest of trees. When I step outside and touch the green leaves beneath the open sky, I feel so myself in this place of cars and cement. I'll get away and be safe from this predicament. I need to be where I'm free. In a forest of trees. What is this thing I might to be where I'm free? I really need in a forest of trees. What is your
his body from mine.
You're listening to the Voice of Middle-earth. This is Green Man Took. If you'd like more information in this modern age, you can check out our blog at www.middleearthradio.blogspot.com. That's www.middleearthradio.blogspot.com. That was Bjerth of Ingowan Ring with a tune called Aurora. Before that, we heard Wantness with Forest of Trees, and we started the set off with Oberon from their 1971 LP and a song called Minas Tirith.
From the Tower of Isengard to Imladris, you are listening to The Voice of Middle-earth. But now, something completely different.
Here's a recap of today's playlist. On The Voice of Middle-earth number 1, you heard Songs of Green Pheasant, Stars from Birds. The band Pentangle with Gaia. July skies, coastal stations. Gandalf, can you travel in the dark? Stone Circle, the Battle of Evermore. Oberon, Minas Tirith. Wantonness, the Forest of Trees. Beurth, Aurora. The Folk Swingers, Norwegian Wood. And finally, The Hobbits, I'm Just a Young Man. This is Green Man Took, and you've been listening to The Voice of Middle-earth. Program number one, music related to J.R.R. Tolkien, Middle-earth, Journeys, and related music to take you there and back again. I'm in the studio with Mungo Bunce, my co-host.
Thank you very much, Green Man Took.
For more information, you can check out www.middleearthradio.blogspot.com. That's www.middleearthradio.blogspot.com. The Voice of Middle-earth is a production of Zot Park Media and Seldom Heard Radio Productions.
Thank you.
You can find downloadable versions of this broadcast and future broadcasts at www.zotpark.com. That's www.zotteparc.com.